A very good morning, your Daily Bob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, love catching up with our Deadly Mob out there who are just enjoying their journey of life. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Malachi Johnson, who's he's described himself as an experienced learner. And we're going to talk about his journey and what he's doing in the space of sea country yarns. And got Malachi on the line. Malachi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, or Galangiri in my language. Brother, thanks for letting me be here today and share my story with you.
Yeah, too deadly, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. And before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Grand people of Port Curtis, Coral Coast in Bundaberg.
Okay, in Bundaberg. And you're based up here in Cairns, is that right?
I'm based in Rockhampton.
Oh, you're based in Rockhampton. Okay, sorry. Yeah, brother. I'm based in Cairns. So tell us your journey to Hatchewera and what are you doing? And let's talk about sea country yarns, brother.
Yeah, so I'll take you back to the start. I guess it started when I was a teenager, growing up on country. Young fella, big mob, Murray mob, come from eight youngest of eight kids.
Yep.
We'll always stereotype, so we work with our stereotype where you just put in housing commission communities, not going to successful careers or whatnot. So, we went on through a lot of racism through our childhood. So my mother really got us out of that environment.
Yes.
And we got into a nice, as we call it, Migley neighbourhood. That's when stuff started to change and I started to see things differently and I started to realise, there's more out there than just that stereotypical lifestyle that our colonisation, the colonisation put our people in.
Yep.
And, from there,
Did you finish high school there, brother?
Yeah, I finished grade 12 at Kevnox High School. Shout out to all the mob out there. And from then, when I was a teenager, seeing all these opportunities and seeing, it was the first time I'd seen people who were like, Aboriginal doctorates, who were just
PhDs. Black professionals, brother.
Yeah, black professionals, that's something I was never exposed to then. Then seeing what a ranger was, a ranger. And it all started when I was about 14 on New Year's Day. New Year's afternoon, we're at a local beach on sea country in my town in Bundaberg. It was a beach called Ennis Park, and a loggerhead turtle had swam up onto the beach. And it was the first time I ever seen a turtle, ever in my life. And a family friend of ours, she said to me, come over, and the turtle was so peaceful and majestic, the way it was just sitting.
Brother, I got goosebumps here. I'm thinking of your ancestors speaking to you, which gave you your direction in your life to where you are and the work that you're doing now, brother.
Well, you know what? My mentor, Malcolm Mann, he talks to me as he says that your life right now is the life of a turtle. It's a turtle.
Oh, brother, yes.
You were born on your country.
Yes.
You walked your country. But now I'm here. I'm here in Darumbal country. I'm learning from him, and he goes, this next 10 years of your life is all about growth and development. And then like the turtle, you will return back home to your sea country.
Too deadly, brother. Goosebumps here. So deadly yarn. So we're from here, and what are you doing now then, brother? You're working in this space.
Yeah, so I'm developing my leadership skills with the Great Barrier Reef Foundation under the guidance of Liz Wren, director there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I work on the water quality and Strong People, Strong Country monitoring program. I do a lot of work on the Crown of Thorns starfish, which is something that's affecting our reef critically at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a member of their steering committee, and I'm a member of the United Nations Global Indigenous Youth Caucus. So not only are we dealing with these problems as Murrays here, or Aboriginal people of Australia, but there's people all around the world that go through our same fights and same battle with their local governments and their non-Indigenous parties. So,
I'm picking up professional, non-Indigenous professionals like marine biologists have now got black people at the table, which is fitting. 60,000 years, we're professionals in ourselves, professors in so many ways, but they're open for that conversation and engagement with black people, yes?
Oh, definitely. Having the opportunity to have a seat at the table, or as Malcolm always says to me, we want to have a seat at the table, not be on the menu.
Exactly. Lovely. Nicely said.
We would have said, now that we have that seat at the table, with the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, what they do for Mob is they elevate our voices. They elevate us professionally, professional development. They give us those those opportunities and that confidence and to sit at a table with these MIGLUs and scientists and whatnot. And the best advantage that we have as Aboriginal people is that we can be black fellas,
yes,
but we can also be like white fellas, but they can't be like us. So that's our advantage.
Yep, yep. So we can have both feet in both camps.
That's it. It's not that we're becoming white. No, we're not. We're educated black people.
Sure.
We're able to beat them at their own game.
Yeah, we can get the academic education, but the cultural education is strong within us.
Yes, and I strongly believe that traditional knowledge is just as equivalent as Western science.
Yes.
Our people have been looking after this land and as custodians for the last 60,000 years. And the reef, the Great Barrier Reef, is our nervous system.
Yeah,
Without it, nothing works. Because once you take away the nervous system, every other part that functions from the reef, going inland to the catchments, going into the mountains, onto country, it won't work without the function of the Great Barrier Reef. And that's why it's so important that we have more traditional owners realize this, understand the connection of salt water healing.
Yes.
And, we say healthy country. Healthy people, but both of them have to be healthy.
Good, so, deadly brother.
Yeah,
are you looking at going further in regard to education in the academic space?
Yeah, it was never a goal of mine. Coming growing up, I always wanted to be a ranger, so I've been there, done that. The last 10 years I've been working in marine management.
Well, rangeologist, I would say, my brother.
Yeah, it's all true, dog. But I just think. So I've tried. Look, this is a great example for mature age learners.
Yes,
I've attempted the STEPS course, the TEP course, all bridging. I've attempted so many bridging courses, probably 10 to almost 15 times, all at different universities, and I failed. Yep. And it's not that I didn't fail. It just wasn't the right time.
Sure, time is everything in life, my brother, and you've got to fail to succeed anyway.
Exactly. You look at every single successful person. They say success isn't built on your winnings and your achievements. Success is built on the failures and what you do once you fail.
Yes.
How you pick yourself back up.
Beautiful.
And I really truly believe that it's all about timing, because I've done it 10 years ago. I tried it 5 years ago. I tried it, and whether it was work, I wasn't living on country when I applied. I didn't have the support. Most recently, I applied for it maybe 3 years ago. My wife, she got diagnosed with cervical cancer, and that was a tough time. So I pulled out of it. And now...
Timing, like you said, yes.
Timing.
I've got all the
support I need. I've got the confidence that I need. And
yes.
In November, I started a bridging course. It's all online. Started a bridging course at Southern Cross University. So I'm looking forward to that. As I get that, then I'll go into an undergraduate degree of environmental science.
Yes.
And, I'd like to become an academic,
Good,
like
brother. Deadly, deadly, deadly. Well, you motivate the motivator, brother. Very deadly yarn. And thank you very much for sharing. And you're enjoying that journey, being strong for your people. And it's about living the life that you want to live, my brother. And you're doing just that. But thank you so very much, Malachi Johnson, Aboriginal Experience Learner, and enjoying that journey. And thank you for sharing, my brother. And we'll talk soon,
Deadly, brother. Happy saltwater healing.
To Deadly, my brother. Take care. Bye-bye.
No.
Beautiful yarn there. His name is Malachi Johnson, and Aboriginal Experience Learner, and fell into the space. Well, not fell into the space, and regarding the turtle, came to his spirit side, and there he is now, enjoying that journey. He wants to take it further. 10 years in as a Aboriginal Experience Learner, you could say. No degree, but he's got the motivation to do that now. And working with Mob and also working with professionals as a marine biologist about sea country yarns and sea country learning. So fantastic. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
It's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's a statement from the heart, and that's from the Uluru statement. And Natasha Eldridge here on your daily program. Good morning, Natasha. Hope you're well. And good morning to all your daily mob out there. Welcome to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Radio brother.
How are you travelling, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing slow time. I've just had house inspection and stuff. You know, they're starting to do the rounds again.
Yeah, all thumbs up, all good?
Yeah, all good, yeah. Had all the gardening done and did everything. And Richard, after he left, I found a dead mouse. I knew there was a stink in the house. I was ashamed, mate.
Don't you hate that? Find a dead mouse before the inspection.
Well, I did find one, but I didn't know there was two.
There you go, brother. If it don't rain, it pours. How long have you been living in the house there, bro?
I've been in here since, like, 4 or 5 years since Donna got sick, you know.
And
it came good to me. Yeah, I've been here for a while, and I was worried that after she passed away that But they renewed my lease, and I said I was worried about my security, and the fellow assured me, he said, no, it's a lifetime lease, you're right. So I've been really unsettled about that. You know, it's been a difficult 17 months now since I lost Donnelly.
Yeah. Well, that's good, brother. So, yeah, you still got your abode there. So fantastic, brother.
Yeah, well, I'm housing a big collection of stuff here, you know, a lot of 30 years of artwork and, yeah. Why I've called up for a long time now, and you're in a hot seat, and I don't want to... On the news before, that was on about June Oscar, we were talking how women are silenced and all that.
Yes.
I still want to get back to the pre-recorded radio interview that Donna did that I'm trying to get the station to play. It's been 17 months now. I think it's really, 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 really important that that gets played and not suppressed anymore.
Mm. I keep to revisit it, yes.
Can we get back to that somehow?
Yeah, we sure can, brother. And like I said, it just depends on the audio, how good it sounds and how it comes across. But yes, brother, like I said, I had that listen of the intro. Went out a cup at your place at that time, and it's beautiful words and strong words, and like I said, women power inspires our women, eh, brother?
It really does, and that is really a mystery for the listeners who've probably heard I've talked about it. If I could come in and work with you on it, if there's any problem with the thing, I can work on that. I've got a few copies. Some of it is really important because it talks about the Mulgrave River here and the green patch, and that's an ongoing situation. I had 3 or 4 days off from putting the flyers up. I've been doing that for 10 months now. I keep putting the flyers up in the afternoon. The council take them down in the morning. I go down and put them up in the afternoon. People see me putting them up, and then I tell them what it's all about, that the gate is shut and we've denied access to the river.
Do you ever get questioned by authorities when you're putting up the posters as such?
No, I avoid confrontation.
Sure. But if they're pulling it down, then it shouldn't be up there. So have you ever been, approached when doing it?
No, because I go down in the afternoon.
Okay, and no one's around.
The campers come along in the morning. Council comes along in the morning and they clean the toilets and they take down all the flyers.
Yeah.
And I go down in the afternoon and I put
it back up. Yeah, persistency, consistency, that's the key, my brother.
Yeah, it's self-defence for them and for me, and it's all done under the camera. There's a camera overlooking the whole site, so I stay in that camera range.
Mm.
And
doing any damage as such?
No, it's just the writing on the wall on an A3 piece of paper.
Yeah, that's right, it was not even on the wall.
Well, I put them on the signs around and I stick them on the back of the signs and I stick them on the entrance to the outside of the amenities block there, and where they go and have to sign in, there's flyers there, there's some bars, they swing this. Anyway, it's an ongoing thing and it's warming up now and we've got family and it's unbelievable in a river town like Gordonville. I'm really happy to get on early. It's really difficult to talk sometimes in the last few minutes of the show.
Yes.
There's a little newspaper that comes out here called Pyramid Views, and they've got a whole mob on there, and they're getting photographed in front of the track they made from the town, a walking track that comes to the back of the green patch. And they're all there. And, well... good for them and what they're doing, but at the same time the river is shut.
Yeah.
I mean, I could understand that everybody want to get photographed if the river is open, but to do a walking track so people, the campers can go, the travellers can go to the shops. What about our river, the road to the river? That's the big thing here, and that seems.
What about the locals? What you're saying?
Yeah, well, I talk to people that aren't in the corporation, you know, that are just grassroots, ordinary younger people generally and local white people here.
Mm.
it's land rights for everybody. It's our river. You know, just say they just say, say they shut off a beach like Bondi and people couldn't go surfing.
Exactly.
Yeah, or they couldn't go swimming. You know, not everyone wants to go swimming there, but our people, the mob, and they do swim down there, and I've been photographing them all the time. Yeah, there's the odd crop, but, you know, like you can go on the road and have a car crash. This is the risk we take, and you can't educate Murrays on how to use their river. They've been here forever, and it's...
Yeah, exactly.
You look out, you know. But the point is, I really, for everybody's benefit...
Mm.
That all recorded, that was broadcast all over Byron Bay. It was a two-hour woman talk show, and we was out of state and free, and she talks a lot about the river here, three things, the protest, the 100 days of protest in front of Parliament House, and how we were treated after the art gallery attack and in Mount Malloy, and I've been reading through that, and the response from the government says, yes, it was obviously racist and shocking.
Yes.
We can't do nothing because a riot hasn't been tested in law. And the other thing it says, a response from the CJC, this is an unfunded art gallery attack that we set up with no strings attached. And the CJC says, we notice the indictable offence is not specified in the charge. And the local people up there that attacked the place, four men, one night, broke in, And they got the shovels out and they were splitting the back door there and smashing it. We were terrified in it. And she says all this on this tape. She says, they were only charged with burglary.
Mm.
And that's the cover-up. The DPP, the Department of Prosecutions, did not prosecute these people. And Donna says... When we were taken to the Mareeba police station, which was the height of One Nation, she says on that tape, she was amazed at the mug shots. You know, they had pictures of wanted people in police stations?
Yeah.
So she was amazed. She said, look at all the people, all Murray people.
Majority Murray, yep.
Yeah, full of Murrays.
And that record still stands today, I believe.
Same thing, Trev, because there's 75% of all this Glen is Aboriginal people.
Mm.
You know, the Mareeba.
Incarceration, exactly.
Incarceration. We was in Canberra there when they had mandatory sentencing, and I drove the old troopy that was the tank embassy then. I drove it over the barriers and drove it up the steps into the middle of the mandatory sentencing process. And we were really involved. She was a great woman. I was just a driver. Mm. And I don't want to slam the directors here, but they have to let a woman speak sometime.
Yeah, we'll revisit it, brother, and we'll check with the authorities and go from there, my brother. But, yeah, you make a good point.
Yeah, because you're not in the hot seat. The directors...
I'm just man behind the microphone.
I know that, mate, and that's what I said before. You're like, I'm from England, you know, and you're from another country, and it's a local radio station here. And the men should not be jealous of one woman's efforts.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's not the case, but yeah.
Well, whatever the case is, because it's hard to put in words, and I can say wrong things sometimes too, but, you know, we're just on here, like Selwyn, morning Selwyn. We're more than just listeners, we're participating.
Of course.
And when we come back from Canberra there, Bummer Biffle was setting up the first radio station in the showground for Cairns Show. We got involved and we camped with that equipment and guarded it and put the flag up, and she was in the tent painting.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's been a long time. And it's not about me. She was the Murray. She's the Aboriginal proud woman, she says on the tape. And if it's broken down into three parts, it can be done. And it needs to be done on the national to show what we are up against here in North Queensland.
Mm.
You know, we're not worried about protecting the tourism. We want the truth for Murrays, because we want the truth of what happened, the atrocities in our life. Well,
revisit it, my brother, and I'll get back to you on that, Tony.
Okay, I'm sorry to bring it up.
No, brother, that's good. No. Shooting from the hips, brother. All good, brother.
I'm still working for my missus, Trev.
I know that. with us in spirit, brother.
And the whole family. Thank you very much for that time.
Thank you, Tony Gibbs. Tony Gibbs there, a regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can add to the conversation as well or start a new one if you like. Either way, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in Yindinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 99.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service for your daily program, National Talk Black.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Hey, Tim and Dan here. Can I get a ticket to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree, eating Kai Kai from Mary's Bakery. Waiting for another call to come, just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. What's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Beautiful track there. T.I. Taxi Driver with Uncle Seaman Dan here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up and have a yarn there with Trevor Peckham on the line. My brother, good morning. How are you?
I'm having a blessed day in the daylight, my brother.
Yeah, beautiful, my brother.
Walking around here in Northern, my brother, the mountain.
Good, I'm brother, beautiful.
The side here and just enjoying the ocean view too, my brother.
We live in a beautiful country, don't we, brother? And our backyard is beautiful, isn't it?
You know, and just to know that it's always been here, hey, and we're just enjoying it while we're here now too in the presence.
Exactly, and look after it for our young ones coming through, brother.
Amen, and appreciate the champion who was just on before, all his attributes and...
Brother Tony Gibbs, yes.
Champion, yes, and you know, let you know too, my champion, my name Bungaroo too for Ocean Turtle.
Yes.
And... my story is very much same like what he's saying, eh, my big man? Because you've seen my walkabout.
Yes.
Hey, you know, he's slow on the land, but when he's in the water, he's good, mate.
Living the dream, brother, living the dream.
You know it, you know? And talking about on dirt and on water, my brother, I feel like there's like this flood. And the thing is, like, there's a few rules to flood. Like, do you go deeper, swim across the bottom, pull yourself across the rocks, come up the other side, you go down a little bit, but you still make it to the other side, you know? Or you just don't go through the flood. You just stay out. You know, like, that's the two choices.
What are the choices? Choices of life.
Yeah, bro, you know, and I sort of feel like we got this one choice at the moment where... the flood is around us, and we're sort of like thinking, well, you know, what are you doing? And
are you talking pandemic, brother? Virus?
Yes. Yeah. And we're also talking about this vaccine. Now, what do you know, Monique? What do you hear on the grapevine about this story?
Well, I'm talking about if you want to get normality back, you know. I mean, I got my
yeah,
jabs.
I get that point. Yes, that's clear as daylight.
In a way, we are dealing with a virus that has not been in this world, and here it is, and they've created a vaccine as such. And for the last 12 months overseas, they were the guinea pigs in regard to the vaccine, and now it's here in this country, and we're about 60-70%.
Well,
people take vaccine.
They're 180, eh? They're 180.
They're 180. That's the goal.
That's the number there, my big brother. That's the number there. That's the number they said. Then they'll get back to do an operation.
And how are you sitting, brother? Are you've taken the jab?
This is where I'm at, sitting where I'm saying, looking at this flat. I don't know if I go down deep, go across the dirt.
Okay, there's your analogy.
Yeah, man. Or I just, you know, I don't go through, man, because my mum said bloods are not good, son. When they recede, then you get the same, you know?
Sure.
It's different again.
Look, we've done really well up here in far north Queensland, in this country as well, yeah, but especially up here in north Queensland and Northern Territory.
I guess the other thing too, my big bro, because, my love and appreciation to every family member that's done it.
Sure.
Because, as you're saying, my big bro, it's important to keep safe.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all I'm talking and always will talk about is about safety.
Safety, exactly.
Yes, and you know that's where I come from and all my story, my big bro. You know, I never walked around being unsafe in my story, you know. And
Everybody
that's been around me as a person on country is always so safe. Because that's what I emulate, is nature of that. Because I got too many floggings when I was a little kid when I didn't be safe.
Second that, brother.
You know? So there's a reason why he's straight, mate. Can you listen again? Because mum will knock me again if I don't do it straight. You know? So it's instilled. But look, I get that this is important, big brother. And look, I wanted to know too, because you man in the news, I've heard some unfortunate stories come out from places such as university forums, people saying, look, mate, when they give it to the kids can have an unfortunate with reproduction. So, you know, this is where your brother here is a little bit on the school out with the kids.
Yes.
And because I get this little bit of feed coming through to me, especially from other concerned families and community, you know, it makes me start to think, well, maybe I should be asking someone who may be more to know than me. So that's my question there. You know, look, I need to be clear that that doesn't affect the children's of reproduction section because of one fact, people.
Sure, sure, sure.
The Bamananji is only 3% of this land.
Exactly.
I do not need them to be done in a way that it will guaranteed obsolete.
Well, we don't want it down to 2% of this land, do we?
No. Kids are off, man.
Exactly. Have you had the yarn with your First Nation Health Organization?
About that first, and different, I feel different then, see? But my big brother, all of us people who have reproduced before, you know, and there's not thinking about producing in the future because of these facts or what the facts are for that reason.
Well, you bring up a good point there. I mean, the vaccine, does it affect our people? Does it affect reproduction?
Hey, my big bro, all I'm saying is, look, if that's the case, then sign me up tomorrow because I've done my kids.
Yep.
You know,
give me all the information. Yeah, and that's why it's important we have a yarn with our First Nation Health Organization,
so,
brother.
I'll help you get your mark at 80, but... Yeah, leave my
give me all the information.
Just everyone is done reproducing and everyone don't want to make kids tomorrow, especially the new little fellas.
Yes.
Don't put them in jeopardy, especially our 3% black fellas of Australia.
Good point, my brother. I've got to move on. My cuss got another yarn here coming.
Yeah, look, love is always.
One love, brother. Trevor Peckham, you're too deadly, brother.
This is the key and be good. Guru, family.
Guru. Too deadly. Trevor Peckham, having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Hi, this is Todd Hunter from Dragon on 98.7 BBM. You're loving it.
Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Jews Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Next segment we got, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pekoni IGA, Brinsmead in Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bipper Media and Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle, the message we deliver to school-based traineeship as well as our deli staff here at Bummer Bipper. To Delhi, going to catch up now with Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke, and she brought her bodyguard there, Senior PLO Tony Bunny. And very good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning to you.
My brother?
Good, thank you.
Yes, before we start. Brother Tony, who your mob were you from?
Trev, yeah, good morning. My my mob from Torres Strait. I come from a small island called Mabiog. My tribe is the Wagadagam tribe. Mm-hmm. So then we got links through Mabiog, I think through Yari.
Through Yari, yes.
Through our famous warrior, the Kuyam. Wow, so his dad came from this side down here. So, yeah.
Good, good. Delhi footprint. And Nicole, who are your mob? Where are you from?
My grandparents are from Yarraba.
Yes.
And that's the Yindinji Nation. And that's where, on my mum's side, that's my mob.
To Delhi, beautiful mob. Beautiful. Big shout out, Yari. Thank you very much. Now, Which Way Yarning segment, where our topic today. School holidays coming up, of course. So let's converse about that. School holidays, safety, that's what it's all about. Be aware, kids on the road, because of holiday mode. And sometimes their mind, their brain is on holiday mode. We need to be aware when we're driving cars or when we're out and about and look out for these young ones, eh?
Yep, so, you know, kids, sometimes some parents can't get time off, so kids are kind of left to their own devices. Mm-hmm. Talking about the older ones, of course.
Yes.
So they, you know, you'll see them down at the skate park, lots of them. You drive past a skate park on the school holidays or even a weekend and it looks like madness. So,
yes.
Just watch out for the kids. Watch out for train lines as well, that they're not playing around on train lines. So that's your street safety, I guess. And you be aware of your own personal safety when you're out and about, as well as your home safety.
Mm.
So, you know, your tips for home safety, lock up tight, obviously. That's the first thing. Don't put your keys and wallets and things in an obvious spot in the house. But don't go hiding them on yourself so much that you can't
find. Forget where they are. Exactly.
You find a real deadly spot, you're like, where did I put it?
And next week, sun bus. Because can't find them keys. Shut up. Exactly.
And don't leave, you know, make sure your car's locked, because if you park out on the street and you've got a buzzer for an automatic garage door and your car's unlocked, well, that's how people can make entry.
There's the entry.
So you just be smart about it. Lock your things up. Keep things secure. Mm. And when you're out and about, don't have your head in your phone. Have some sort of situational awareness about you and keep your personal belongings tight. And, you know, don't be too frightened or anything, but just
we tend to get lackadaisy, like I said, holiday mode, or like I said, mind goes on holiday mode, but just got to be aware and don't give the so-called culprits out there an opportunity.
That's right. But above all, the personal safety too. Like, please watch little ones around pools and don't be in the water if you've been enjoying some drinks and things like that. And if you are enjoying drinks, don't leave the responsibility or limit yourself if you've got small children, because you don't want to impair your decision making and your responses to certain situations delayed. Okay, we don't want tragedies. So
exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, school holidays are great, but it comes with that sometimes a lot of freaky accidents and accidents that can be prevented.
That's right,
and that's what we're hyping on, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
Tony, you agree with that? And in regard to holiday mode, kids are full-on hypo, and we need to be at that level as well in regarding awareness, yeah?
Yeah, Trev, at this stage, you know, if you're going away, I think the best thing is let the neighbours know that you're leaving town, or if you're going away, so they know and keep an eye on your place.
Okay.
Also, make sure you lock up. The biggest thing is families that go out and have a good night, come back home, you know, just open the door, leave your keys and go sleep. Now, make sure you lock your doors. Holiday mode, if you're going out, like Nicole said, you know, when we're out having fun, enjoying, if you're out boating, look, guys, you know, it's same like cars, no drink drive.
Yes.
Water police is always out there to ensure that everyone's safe on the boat. And once you're in the boat, it's, you know, things can happen straight away. Mm. And because you're not on land,
yes,
it makes it a bit harder.
Tony, you mentioned about boat there, like I said, going out in water. Well, you've got to be zero in regard to alcohol, you know. If you're responsible for that vessel, then so be it.
Yeah,
and that means, well, it's no drinking for you today. Yeah. You're the designated driver. Yeah. So you're there to get people out there safe and home safe.
Everyone's in the boat. It's same like car. You're responsible for that vessel. Yeah.
Responsibility, and, yes.
Just make sure you carry fuel, life jacket, EPIRB, V-sheet. So if you do run into problems, you can, you know, get the help that's required.
Sure.
Same thing. If you're going somewhere, let families know where you're going. So that way, if you're not back, you know, your phone's flat, family know that you haven't been back, they can sound the alarm.
Exactly.
And so that, you know, police can focus on where, you know, with search and rescue, where to go.
And, of course, communicating with family as well. If you are going out on a boat, let them know, you're going out and you'll be back at this time.
Yeah.
So there you go, because you may not have phone service. Yeah. So if you lost that there and you're not coming back by a certain time, then alarm bells could be going off there, you know.
Even if you're going for a hike. You know,
well, that's true too, yes.
Same rules apply.
Yeah.
Just be prepared.
Well, especially up here in Far North Queensland, beautiful rainforest, mountains around the place, and it's enticing to get out there amongst the wilderness, so to speak, but you need to have that communication and about all safety.
Yes.
That's what
if you go walking, carry a map or in a compass. That way, if you do get lost, you can track your way back.
Yes.
Because there's so many goat tracks out there. You're walking next minute, you know, because grass is big. Walk across there, take the wrong track.
Don't act. We're not all black trackers, are we, my brother?
All those trucks, they look the same.
Well, that's right, exactly.
Unless you're specifically mentally taking photographs of this tree's got two forks that go on that way, you know, it's very easy to get lost and take loads of water.
Exactly. That's very important, especially in heat. It's summer, summertime now, so we need to be aware of the heat. That's a number one factor as well. And we mentioned school holidays. It's about entertaining the kids as well, you know, and setting a plan of attack regarding that entertainment, you know. And bringing up my children, there was always a goal. Like if you guys want to go swimming Harvey Creek tomorrow, you need to clean the house first, clean your rooms, that sort of stuff, you know.
That's good, yeah.
Hang the carrot, and then we're having a good time tomorrow. First thing up in the morning, and we're going to Harvey Creek because you cleaned the room. That's also, we can use that as a tool, can't we?
Yeah. We do similar in our household.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's school holidays doesn't give you a right to, it's my time, we do what I want. You got to earn that. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Help me help you, you know. What you do for us, we do for you. Two-way street.
You just can Google too what's all happening around the place, depending on what you're into. And then Cairns Regional Council have they usually have a list of what's
activities.
Happening.
Activities.
Yeah.
That's right. So you can Google's a good friend.
Yes.
Auntie Google.
Big friend.
Uncle
Dr.
Google.
Dr.
Google. And yarn there for Elder there, Google.
Yeah.
So beautiful yarns there. So school holidays is coming up. So we need to be aware of what's happening with their kids. You mentioned just quickly there off air there, Brother Tony. Are you okay? It happened last week there, but are you okay is every day, you know?
Yeah.
In regard to looking out for family and friends
and
having
friends.
A pair of ears and ask that question. Just check in.
Just check in and, you know, just ask them. We know Indigenous people, we like to keep it to ourselves. That's where the problem is. You know, if you're thinking something, look, have a chat to your friends, or if you see something's not right, just sit down, have a yarn, have that small conversation happening, and then go from there.
Yep.
But it's,
And a deadly tool for that is just one little tea bag.
Small yarn, and
have a cup of tea and have a yarn.
That's it. Or go sit down and fishing, you know, take a walk.
True.
Like, you know, get that, clear your mind a bit. That ocean, you know, that sound of the ocean.
Yeah, and that sea breeze, true. Mm-hmm. And there you can start the conversation, And to what's happening in your life at this point in time, that's not going to be forever.
No.
You know what I mean? So whatever dramas is happening, in 3 months, 6 months' time, you won't be thinking about what's happening now, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not the end of the world, you know? It's just a pothole in the road, so to speak. And we can have that yarn, cup of tea, fish, whatever, and that covers the pothole for the journey onwards.
Yep.
Get some strategies and pull yourself together and you'll be...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
That's the question. Are you okay? Ask the mob, are you okay? Simple question, and you don't have to be a psychologist or a doctor. Just good pair of ears, have a yarn, listen.
That's a big thing, is just listen to, and let them let it out, you know, and be that person there just to listen and give them that, you know, your small advice could you know, change his direction in life.
Mm.
Where if you don't listen and just try to talk over him,
yeah,
and then, you know, he'll just think that's it. You know,
sure, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So sometimes it's best just listen, you know, add that little bit there. But I think best take it all on board, and then you can analyze to see what's really, you know, bothering him, and then
what's going on, exactly,
and then point him in the right direction.
And as you said, just listening, the individual gets it off their chest, and that's like weight off their shoulders.
That's right.
But just speaking, and that's, you, like I said, you having a pair of ears is a deadly tool that we can use.
Yeah.
But like, if they're so tight with emotion and so caught up with emotion, literally they cannot hear you.
Sure, exactly.
You know, it's like a child going through a tantrum. You trying to talk at them, they literally cannot hear you. Their hearing has shut down.
Sure.
So
exactly.
When people are at that state, or they're feeling, you know, they could be at anywhere from, you know, mildness to extremeness, they're, because they're so caught up in what's going on, and there's so much, there's so many sort of hormones running through their bodies. They just, for them to get it out is the first thing that needs to happen.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to hear or listen.
And like I said, you don't have to be the doctor or psychologist.
No.
Even have a listener say, brother, you want me to drop you over with Chopron? I can drop you over there now, because I'm on my way out to Smithfield, so I can drop you there. Yeah, that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
By just dropping in there, check in, and then leave them be, but you've done a little bit there. You've done something that could open up a big door of happiness.
Yeah.
You know?
Kindness. Yeah.
Kindness.
Goes a very long way.
Kindness.
That's always good. Balotrevia, I've done that a few times, where back home with family members, same thing. Just jump in the car, got some island music playing.
Wow.
And I just sit there, and they, so they sit in the next, and they'll listen to the song,
yeah,
and then they'll slowly open up.
Open
it's
up,
just
yeah.
That, you know, just giving them that opportunity to, like, you know, it's about you, and I'm just offering the ride here.
Mm.
But, you know, when you're ready, you speak. But you know, yeah, island music, you connect back to land, back to country.
Mm.
It brings back that memory, so you straight away, you connect straight away knowing that, you know.
It's funny to say that. Like yesterday I had a chat to a young sister, and I saw her about a month ago, and she told me some drama she was going through with her other half, and they went separate ways and what have you. And, you know, she confided in me, and we had a quick little yarn, you know, as we were sort of passing. And then I ran into her yesterday, and we were having a yarn, and there was a good yarn. Then I popped the question, how's things with your ex and everything, Rickon? And she really opened up, and what happened now, and we're no longer, and we've gone separate ways, you know, and it's made me stronger, and now I'm doing things and doing new things. And then at the end of it, she said, brother, thank you for listening for that yarn. And I just popped the question, how things are going with your ex and everything? And he is no longer, you know what I mean? As in he is an ex, and full on an ex, and time to move on, new chapter.
Yeah.
But then she thanked me for listening. And then, well, that wasn't my intention. Just, we were talking about some other things. Great to see you again. Then I popped the question, and she opened up, and then she got tears in the eye, because I haven't talked to anybody about it.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Maybe because nobody's asked her.
Well, there
and
you
that's
go.
What this, yeah. That's what Are You Okay
Are You
about.
Okay about? Yeah, exactly.
Are you really okay? I'm here. Yeah. I'm in front of you. Yeah. I've got the time.
Yeah.
It's a safe environment.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think that same thing, like you said, it's that, you know, with us, you know that if someone listens to you, or are they going to talk about me? Are they going to carry on me? So you know that. So in your mind, you got, I don't feel safe to talk to right now and then, because I don't know if they're going to go and spill it to someone else. But that, you know, give them that time, they'll open up to you, and then like they'll build that trust up, and then confine in you, and then they'll talk to you.
And it's funny you say that, because in the middle of the conversation, she really started opening up there yesterday. I gave her a touch on the shoulder and said, hey, this is between you and I, this yarn. She went, oh, thank you. Yeah, because, look, hey, I'm going to go carry yarn, like you said.
Yeah.
This is our quite little yarn here.
All people, we find that. So you know that, I never trust my family, because I know or my ex.
We're the talk of the town.
Yeah.
And we don't want
so
that.
Straight
exactly.
Away you put your guards up. But that sort of stuff, I think, where they know that they feel safe, and they come to a safe environment knowing that you're a neutral person, they'll open up slowly. And by listening, that's always the key.
Exactly.
Listen, and then go from there.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you for listening for me, Bella Tony.
Thank you for listening.
Sister Nicole.
Thank you.
Look, a beautiful yarn. Thank you very much. Which Way Yarning, Which Way Yarning segment, proudly sponsored by Pekoni IGA, Brisbane, Edmonton. Like I said, they give us a box of food here at Bummer Bipper Media. And we've been working closely for a couple of years now, over 5 years, with Edmonton Police regarding the Which Way Yarning segment, and holding the reins there for this yarn there, Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke. And as I said, she brought in a bodyguard there, Senior PLO Tony Bunny. and to Daddy C, my brother, and my sister, as always.
Thank you.
Great yarnies. So all you Mob Dad school holidays coming up, take care, be safe, be aware, especially around water, and especially if you're out and about hiking or what have you, but be aware of kids out on the road. There's going to be kids everywhere, and just need to be aware of what's happening out and about. Okay? To Daddy Mob. Nice yarning. Beautiful. Good yarn there with Edmonton Police. Always good to catch up with those guys. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. If you want to add to the conversation, please do so. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the Baldy on Trevor Tim 20, Trevor Murray from the Curry, live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.